Another COVID-19 related death was reported in an area county, and most and more positive cases in all area counties from their last updates. According to health department officials, the death toll is up to 9 in Pettis County. The overall positive case count grew by 14 from 749 on Friday to 763 on Monday. With the nine deaths and 646 positive patients recovered, there are 108 active cases, including two persons hospitalized. 18 new positive cases were confirmed in Howard County. That raises its total to 154. With 92 positive cases recovered, there are 62 active cases, including three hospitalized. Saline County's total positive case count increased by 11 over the weekend and Monday to 549. With 464 positive patients recovered and 9 deaths, there are 76 active cases, including 3 persons hospitalized. 11 new positive cases were confirmed in Lafayette County, increasing its total to 240. With 3 deaths and 195 recoveries, there are 42 active cases. About 17% of the county's population has been tested. Cooper County health officials say 4 new positive cases were confirmed, bringing its overall total to 233. With 182 total recoveries and 3 deaths, there are 48 active cases. 3 new positive cases were confirmed in Sheraton County, increasing its total count to 39, since 22 positive patients have been released from public health isolation as recovered. There are 17 active cases, and in Carroll County, 2 new cases were confirmed, raising its overall total to 97, with 93 positive patients recovered. 4 cases are active. Increasing by more than 1,000 on Monday, the total positive case count of COVID-19 surpassed 84,000 in the state since the beginning of the pandemic. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, as of 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the total number of positive cases was 84,687, up from 83,655 on Sunday. The number of COVID-19 related deaths increased by 22 from 1,508 on Sunday to 1,530 on Monday. However, DHSS does not report how many positive patients have recovered. DHSS expects the next update to take place at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. 2 Columbus, Ohio residents who have been charged with felonies after a traffic stop on August 19th on I-70 in Cooper County are due in court today. According to a report from the Highway Patrol, the trooper located 3 bundles of marijuana inside backpacks in the trunk. Inside a purse, the trooper located 4 bundles of pills stamped M30, also known as oxycodone. Similar counterfeit oxycodone marked M30 was identified as fentanyl by authorities in other states. Jorge Prida, age 19, and 20-year-old Anna Pacheco Hernandez, each has been charged with 2 counts of a Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance. Bond for each subject has been set at $50,000 cash or surety. Each defendant has a court proceeding scheduled for 10:30 this morning at Cooper County Circuit Court. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.